to the Life Debt Blogcast. I'm your host Johnny Orme, and welcome to the new show. For those who have listened before, it's going to be a bit of a different approach to the podcast. Essentially, now the podcast is going to be the audio version of the blog. So, if you don't fancy reading the blog, or you've not got time, or you just fancy listening to something quick and easy, this is the perfect place for you. If you want to head over to the blog, you are more than welcome to do that as well. And that is over at www.mystarwarslifedebt.com. Before I jump into this week's post, I just would like to say, if you would like to comment or come up with some ideas for future posts or future episodes, then please head over to your email provider and send a lovely email to lifedebtpodcast@outlook.com. You can also find me on Twitter at @bloodyorme. Or have I changed that? I can't remember if I've changed that. Ow! Sorry, one of the cats just jumped onto my leg and was all claws. Which really hurt. Yes, my Twitter handle is still @bloodyorme. Also on Instagram, I'm trying to do a bit on Instagram now, and that's @mystarwarslifedebt. And if you are that way inclined, you can also find us on Facebook and just have a look. Just search for My Star's Life Debt. You can follow the page there. And I think that is it for the business. So let's get into this week's episode or blog post or however, or blogcast. And this one is called All Roads Lead to Thrawn. The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, Skeleton Crew, The Book of Boba Fett. The four series that comprise Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni's Mandoverse, that according to the big reveal at Star Wars Celebration Europe 2023, will culminate with Filoni's feature film. Seems to be, as the Ahsoka trailer has strongly hinted at, a canon reinterpretation of the seminal Expanded Universe works, Timothy Zahn's Heir to the Empire trilogy. After introducing Ahsoka into the live-action realm, a spin-off series was inevitable, given the character's popularity and, Montreal length aside, the reception of Rosario Dawson's portrayal. Pair that with the long gestating rumours that Filoni had been working on a sequel series to Star Wars Rebels, which ended on the massive cliffhanger with Thrawn and Ezra being whisked away by the Purrgil and Ahsoka arriving to take Sabine on some sort of mission, which we all assumed was to find Ezra. And Ahsoka's Thrawn name drop in The Mandalorian, it wasn't hard to put two and two together. And then the huge Heir to the Empire connection, Captain Pelion, appearing in The Mandalorian Chapter 23, The Spies, and the whole conversation about Thrawn's return to lead the Imperial Remnant. The foundations for Filoni's film are being well and truly laid. Filoni isn't averse to bringing elements from the Legends timeline into the canon. As far back as Clone Wars, he has had various ideas, going as far as to make designs for the Yuuzhan Vong to appear in the series at some point. Rebels introduced the Hammerhead Corvettes from the Old Republic era, and of course in Season 3 he introduced the Grand Admiral himself, and his iconic flagship, the Chimera. Jump to Season 4, and he brought fan-favourite characters Rook and Captain Pelion. Of course, the Bad Batch and the Mandalorian have had their Legends elements. Ahsoka sends Din and Grogu to the planet Typhon during the Mandalorian, and the Season 1 finale of the Bad Batch introduced another element from the Heir to the Empire series, Mount Tantiss. Given the reveal in Season 1, the infamous Imperial facility seemed to be left by the wayside in Season 2. However, in hindsight, the second season was building to its seemingly hefty inclusion in season 3. I'm getting the feeling that its introduction in season 1 was part of a Filoni long game, introducing more elements from Heir to the Empire in anticipation of Ahsoka. Whilst this could be unlikely, given that animation worked years ahead of release, it's entirely possible that all of season 3 is either in the can or almost there, and Filoni and his team have the first season of the next animated series well on its way. But this is Dave Filoni, the man who always seems to have a plan. I'm not gonna lie, folks, I am insanely looking forward to Filoni's film. I've loved The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett, and everything I've heard about Ahsoka and Skeleton Crew has got me hyped for anything that Favreau and Filoni will throw at us in the run-up to Thrawn's cinematic debut. Thank you for visiting My Star Wars Life Den and listening to the blogcast. If you've enjoyed this blog or podcast, please like, share, comment, and follow. Hey guys, just want to say thank you for listening. At the moment, I'm looking at doing one post and one blogcast a week. I'm sure that will change in the future as my output increases a bit more. It's just a little up in the air in terms of how much time I have, given the fact that I've got a 5-month-old baby and a 6-year-old daughter to contend with, and a house to do housework in. So it is all dependent on all my free time. So I'm looking at just doing one post/blogcast each week, and I've got everything scheduled for the rest of this month. So we'll see come June. It could be an increase, could be a decrease. Well, there won't be a decrease. I'm aiming, this is my goal, one a week at the moment. Of course, that may completely and utterly change in August when Ahsoka is released, and over the next couple of weeks as well, seeing as we've got some new content coming out with Star Wars Visions Season 2 and Young Jedi Adventures. So there could be an increase of output or longer episodes, I'm not quite sure yet. However, as long as I can get one of these out a week, I'm going to be happy. It gives me something to focus on, gives me something to do. For listeners from before, you'll know that I've had some mental health problems in the past. I've recently kind of just started coming out of a pretty lengthy downward spiral. I detailed some of that in a Twitter thread last year. Unfortunately, as at the time, I thought I was on the mend, and I really wasn't. But I'm on some new medication now. I'm looking. I'm in like the process of getting help. So you know, everything's moving in the right direction, and so hopefully, and keeping this as a focus as well, this will kind of keep me on the straight and narrow. So we'll see how it all goes. So yes, please get in touch. What do you guys think about the Mandoverse and its seeming build to this for the new Dave Filoni directed film? Personally, I think it's been a long time coming, Dave Filoni getting to direct a film, but I think this will be the perfect project for him to basically get his live action cinematic teeth into. And yeah, I'm really excited. I've actually started kind of a slow reread of Heir to the Empire on top of another book that I'm reading for the blog. I'm literally reading Heir to the Empire for fun, and I've working on reading another book for the blog as well. So yes, more content coming. But like I said, this month is all planned out. So here we go. But yes, again, thank you for listening. I'm rambling. I need to stop rambling. This is why I decided to do it to the blogcast, so I could have a script, and I am now off script. But yes, thank you for listening. For listeners old and new, and yes, like I said, please get in touch. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Email lifedebtpodcast@outlook.com. And head over to the blog and have a look at the back catalogue of posts. And that's mystyleslifedebt.com. And thank you for listening. And punch it, Chewy. Actually, it's really embarrassing when your outro is the same length as the bulk of the podcast. Yeah. Outros need to be scripted. Bye!